week.
Tremendous job at halftime, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Halftime stats in this contest. Hartley, 284 yards total offense. Kilbourne, 96 yards. 41 plays to 20 in favor of the Hawks. Of the 284 for Hartley, 202 rushing. And breaking that down, January, 9 carries, 55 yards. Cone, 7 for 54. Cole, 3 carries for 40 yards. Blackman, 4 for 14, but 2 touchdowns. Cole also has 3 catches for 66 yards in the first half. Carfagna passing 4 of 7, 82 yards in that first half. First down, 17-3 in favor of the Hawks. 3 penalties committed by Kilbourne, none by Hartley. 3 turnovers by the Wolves, all fumbles in the first half. Young, by the way, 11 carries, 61 yards for the Wolves. And Timms, 3 carries, 27 yards. And the quarterback was 1 of 2 passing for 6 yards. With that being said, it's 31-0 to start the second half. Larry, that continuous clock will be in effect unless the Wolves can cut that margin to under 30 points.
Well, they're going to have to do something on offense, obviously. And this Hartley defense is tough. We always talk about their offense being powerful, but their defense is relentless. And, of course, that was my R for run tonight. And,
that's right.
And they have been relentless on defense, and they need to continue to be relentless on defense.
I think you won the spelling bee tonight. Agriesti with the boot, a diagonal kick, and it's going to be returned from the 23 up along the sidelines to the 40. And it's Thomas Wilson, the linebacker and running back, and Wilson with a great return across midfield all the way down to the 48 or 47-yard line. He tiptoed the sidelines on that diagonal kick and was able to stay in bounds and return it nearly 30 yards. Let's see where they mark it. They may mark it closer to the 46-yard line now.
Well, with the exception of the one drive where they had the big long play to get into Hartley territory, this might be only the second time all night they've crossed midfield.
They are indeed going to mark the ball at the Hawk 46-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Wolves across the 50, 8 seconds into the second half. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Sivaldi, glad to have you aboard at Jack Ryan Field on a sultry non-summer night here on the east side.
I love it when you say Jack Ryan Field. What a great
Jack
guy.
Ryan Field.
Hey, hey.
Young, nothing to the right, takes to the left. Stutter step inside the 41 to the 40-yard line, maybe to the 39. He made something out of nothing after going to the right side and finding no gap. A little stutter step got him a little seam and picks up about 6 or maybe 7 on the play.
I want. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That is a large bug.
It just invaded our territory
here.
You
can kill that thing and mount it.
I'm going to throw him out.
Hello.
Oh, I tried to throw him out, and he's trying to stay in.
He likes Greg.
I think Greg is drawing him.
Shaking hands with Greg.
That
bad
bug.
News. The bug got the coin toss. And they keep it on the ground. And Timms on the keeper got it inside the 38 to the 37. Then the wall of Hawks came down. They swooped down and knocked him down right at the 37-yard line. They need to get the ball inside the 37 to the 36, so they're going to be about a yard shy of the first down. They're going to change up in the defensive line and move Patrick Gilliland in and pull out number 57, Walter Carricker the third. So it'll be third down, less than one, and again with the continuous clock, we played 90 seconds of the third quarter already. From the gun for Timms with Young in the backfield. Timms will keep, has the first down,
go,
and then gave it up. He was brought down from behind. What happened is he got the first down, then he was pulled down by number 77, Ethan Amaya, from behind, but the forward progress is going to mark the ball at the 35-yard line.
I thought I just went blind. Sivaldi's turning off the lights on. This isn't right. You guys got to work like a team here.
It's unbelievable. From Larry Wolf, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable. I'm carrying this thing. This is unbelievable.
I think it's time for another Larry Wolf broken nose.
I think it's time for another bug the size of Pittsburgh to come in here, for God's sakes.
On the first down play, Young, nothing to the right. Spins, does a 360, gets into the 34-yard line, and that is it.
You're the one drawing the bugs. There's a 12-pound
spider. Wow, there is a spider bigger than Connecticut on the other side of this glass now.
Connecticut? Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid to hit it, because if I do, it's going to fall on the person in the top row of the stands.
That's their problem. Keep it off of me.
I'm not touching it.
I love
second down and 9.
We could die from that thing. Look at the size of that.
Jim Fowler, Marlon Perkins. Glad to have you aboard on
while Jim was wrestling the alligator.
Wild Kingdom. We did this last week. Second and 9 from the 34. Timms on the keeper again off the left side. Inside the 32 to the 31. A player lost his helmet on the play, and he will have to check out. And for the Hawks coming to the sidelines, will be big number 63, Anthony Majewski. He will have to come out as his helmet trickled off his skull. So now it'll be third down and 7.
I don't want to say that spider's big, but it's wearing a helmet. It's got a number on its back, too. It's 58.
He's playing in the line for the Hawks now.
Oh, my God.
If he can fly, he can be with the Hawks.
You could put that on the end of a hook and catch him.
Third down and 7 from the 32. A football game is breaking out. Young on the handoff, tries to turn the corner. What acceleration! He tried to turn the left-hand side, and flying out of there was Winston Amakwa, like he was shot out of a cannon. And he makes the hit on the play right back at the 32-yard line. It looked like Young was going to turn the corner, and Winston came up from the secondary and just laid him down at the 32.
There will be no corner turning. It's just like, holy mackerel.
Fourth down. They need 7 from the 32. They're down by 31. They'll go for it with 8:14 left to go. And Timms slant across the middle, and there's contact and a flag on the play as the pass was intended for Michael McQuay. Indeed, it looked like there was contact early, not only to the body, but maybe to the helmet as well.
Yeah, he spun him around a little bit. You can put your hands on him, you just can't turn him, and he turned his shoulders, so that was a... The Hawks won't like the call, but it was the right call.
Pass interference is the call. The flag resting at the 28-yard line. Good news is I don't see the bug anymore. The bad news is I don't see the bug anymore.
Oh, it's down there with the other bug.
It's by the shotgun microphone.
Oh, my goodness. He's sleeping.
He's our sideline reporter tonight. Maybe he can present the Martin J. Mitchell Award.
Get him a piece of pizza. That thing will be busy for a while.
So first and 10, 7:25 and ticking here in the third. We'll tell you more about the Martin J. Mitchell good hands play of the game. Martin's the next linebacker, wants to recognize the good hands play of the game. Larry Wolf will present the trophy along with the bug at the end of this contest. First and 10 from inside the 23-yard line. Working with the sticks, got those set up now, and the Wolves peering to the far sideline to get the play as Timms from the gun with Young to his left in the backfield. Timms will keep inside the 20. And a flag down on the play. He'll get it down to near the 15-yard line. You know, it's been very vanilla on offense on this possession for the Wolves.
Well, I think they're just trying to establish something that they think is going to help them in the future. Let's find something that works tonight. And they got a little holding call on that one. But
it is a blue ticket.
And the flag resting at the 23-yard line. So we'll march that back. And again, the clock continues to run as we're nearly halfway through the third quarter. 31-0 the tally in this one. If you're wondering about the sense of history between these teams, they did meet last year, and Hartley won 45-13. You know, in 2015, Hartley had 8 home games. Last year, 3 home games. This year, they have 6 home games.
It's tough to schedule. That's the hardest part of this job when you're in a successful Catholic high school that's not a big Catholic high school. It's hard to schedule.
First and 20 from the 33-yard line. It is Young around the left-hand side, trying to turn the corner and gets it inside the 30 to maybe the 28-yard line before he's knocked down along the far side. Max Steinecker, or as he put on his player profile, Maximus Steinecker. I love that. Makes the hit on the play.
There's a Maximus, and I was a Minimus. Just one of those things.
This guy is the real deal, too, especially on defense with what he can do.
He closed big time on that play.
Playing at an all-state level. He's credited for a safety in that contest, too, against Toledo Central Catholic. Second down. Call it a long 15 from about the 28-yard line. Timms back to throw, looking to his right, going long downfield for McQuaid, and the pass knocked down at the 4-yard line.
One of the things that makes Hartley's defense so tough is out on the perimeter. And I'll give you an example here. Kilbourne had 4 wide receivers. Hartley manned them up. So that means they still can keep 7 in the box. They simply just played man-to-man across the board and said, you can't beat us one-on-one, and we're going to put 7 in the box. So now you can't run it, and you have to beat them one-on-one to throw it. And it's tough.
Winston Amakwa on the coverage there after a couple plays ago when he came into the backfield to make the hit as well. So he's been all over the place. Third down. And the long 15 with 4:43 left to go and ticking in the third quarter. 31-0. Wolves trying to get something going here besides just a howl. He's back to throw. Looking. He pumps. Had a guy open. Uh-oh. Now he throws it up for grabs, and nobody's going to come back to the football at the 5-yard line. Had him open early and then looked late and threw it downfield intended for Sam English.
That ball nearly brought rain. It was just launched up into the air. Probably got frost on it. It was up in the air. I was above the top of the press box here.
So let's see if they opt for perhaps a chance for 3. I think they will. That'll keep the cushion under 30 points. As Joey Laudermilk is 1 of 3 on field goals. range up to 45 yards.
Well, that's where he's at.
Made a 33-yarder against Thomas.
He's going to be sitting right at 45.
Parker Wierup, the other quarterback to hold. The snap, the kick, plenty of leg. It is up. Is it wide left? It is good. Just inside the left upright with 3:44 left to go. The Wolves get on the board. The margin is now less than 30 at 31-3. We'll take a break and come back on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike D'Andrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Not so good news, guys, for a couple of the area Catholic teams. Benedictine scores with 28 seconds left in the half. They now lead Waterston 28-2, and Covington Catholic has a 21-7 lead over DeSales.
And here, Laudermilk just drained a 45-yard field goal, 10 plays, but only 18 yards, and it took 8:16 off that continuous clock to get three on the board now to keep that cushion under 30 at 31-3.
Well, you said he had range from 45, and that took the paint off the bar. I mean, it was 45 and a quarter going over the top of that. It just
inside the left upright as well, too.
The official probably could have reached back and caught the ball. It did not cover the crossbar by more than a few inches.
I understand we have a Larry Wolf update on the homecoming king after this play.
Yeah.
Loudermilk with a boot from the 40-yard line. Let's see how deep he takes it. Line drive affair. It's going to hit at the 15-yard line and be scooped up at the 10. Across the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35. The spin move up by Whitney and up to the 37-yard line. Maybe the 38 by Anthony, and a return of some 28 yards. Let's go to Larry with that homecoming update.
Well, Andrew Berger, who is the homecoming king, is the grandson of Mickey Morrow and his beautiful wife. And Mickey Morrow was my high school algebra teacher, so I had a chance to see Mickey and his wife down there today. And so for all the Whirly Wolves out there that are maybe listening tonight, I'll say hey to Mickey for all of you.
Any overdue library books or anything he reminded you of?
I had a couple detentions I still have to make up and a couple assignments I didn't finish. No, go figure. Me not finish assignments.
Huh. It's hard to believe.
Hard to imagine.
Hard to believe you started them. First and 10 from the 38-yard line. On the keeper this time, right up the gut. I think we may have changed quarterbacks. I wouldn't be surprised if Miles Fleming is out there. Yep, Fleming is out there to start the second half. 6 feet, 175, and a sophomore. 12 carries, 63 yards, and a touchdown.
Well, therein lies the problem. I didn't start him because it was algebra. And algebra technically means reunion of broken parts. And I told him, if it's broken, get a new one.
Algebra was my all-time favorite.
It figures.
I love X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, as far as you know.
Second down and four.
I thought X should always be the same number. It shows you what I know.
Geometry, I could have lived without. Second and four from the 44. Tight set again for Fleming and company from the gun. Claps his hands, and do we take too long on the play? Whistle and flags on the play.
A procedure, I think.
And indeed, we have a false start on the offense. Marked it back 5 yards with 2:53 left to go to third.
Whatever they did, they're not allowed to do that.
That's why it's a legal procedure, right?
The guys in the Stripes don't have a sense of humor about that stuff either.
Do many people in Stripes have senses of humor?
No.
Think about that.
No, that's why they have Stripes on them.
Thank you. Okay. Second out of nine.
You ever
back
see a laughing
39.
Zebra?
No.
There you go.
We'll be here all weekend.
Try the veal.
Keeper Fleming up to the 40, maybe the 44-yard line. One other thing that's still going on this weekend, tomorrow morning from 9 until noon, it's the Fall Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You can call them tomorrow between 9 and noon, 614-459-4820.
So for those that don't know what the Spirit Drive is, what is it?
The Spirit Drive is a way to connect with your family at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. If you would like to help them out financially, that's one thing you can do. But also you can find out about the great programming and the great assistance you can get from everyone at AMA 20. Fleming to the short side. He's going to have to tightrope the sidelines, and he does so. He turns it upfield just in time, takes it across midfield, and has the first down. And by the way, you can go to stgabrielradio.com. That's another way you can contribute as well, too, for the Fall Spirit Drive. This past 10 a.m. earlier today, Yours truly, Ryan Baker and Doug LaSalle, were on for an hour. We had a goal of 16 listeners to call and help out the cause, the Spirit Drive, and we exceeded our total, which was good because we threatened to lock the doors until we reached the amount that we needed. And it was great, all to help out the cause, because we're all part of one family and one mission. First and 10 from the 46. Fleming looking long downfield, throwing it up for grabs. Jump ball with Cole. He has good position. He makes the catch at the 13th and falls forward inside the 8 to the 7-yard line. Again, Cole did a great job of, in basketball, he was posting up. He had the defender behind him.
Well, and he kept him there, and the defender wasn't very happy about that. I mean, it
flag at the end of the play.
Yeah, he basically was holding him off with his arms. And it was a great play for basketball. Ryan Wesolowski was not happy camper about that because he couldn't get around him. He literally had his arms outstretched, and it would be just like you'd post up.
And we'll see what Mr. Dillman has to say. I'm sure it was unsportsmanlike conduct is the call against the Wolves.
I'm sure it was on Ryan Wesolowski because he was not a happy camper. He couldn't get around him.
38 yards on the catch and a minute amount on the penalty, half the distance inside the 10-yard line. It's going to make it first and goal. The flag resting around the 9. It's going to be first and goal just inside the 5-yard line. The referee needs to pick up his flag. There you go. 1:43 left for Fleming and Company.
Can I mention sense of humor?
Off the right side, do they break the plane to get the touchdown? They take it in for the score. I think it was Jalen January. January for the score. Now the cushion is above 30. They get 37-3 with 1:39 left to go.
Well, we will go back to the running clock then.
Thomas Mayhan to hold. And number 4, Mason Sawyer from a long snap.
Sawyer to snap. Mayhan to hold. Agriesti for the 38th point. Snap, kick, it is up, and it's good. 38-3 Hawks, 1:39 left in quarter number 3. We'll pause and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Reedy has kicked another field goal. They now have a 13-7 lead over Liberty Union. And Newark Catholic has scored again, but they still trail Licking Heights 41-13.
Well, we have this June bug in September, and January just got the touchdown from 4 yards out. Agriesti with a PAT, 5 plays, 62 yards, 1:56 off the clock, and then it was 38-3.
Are they going to march on to victory?
Ah! You lied to me all the time, you know that? Thank you very much. So we'll kick it off from the 40-yard line. Again, we'll have that continuous clock again.
You get a December bride.
They may.
Or they may not.
They
may not.
Thank you. Okay, so much for February.
We won't be around this weekend. There's the boot. Angular kick again. Wilson this time from the 29. Near side, short side of field across the 40. And he was plowed over a would-be tackler across the 45-yard line. 1:32 left to go.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we were doing this craziness up here in I got a text from somebody, and they didn't answer who it was. I didn't know who it was. It was my friend, the PA announcer here from Hartley, giving me some grief. He was listening to the game on the radio.
Jared Smalley from NBC4 is here tonight shooting some video for his sportscast tonight, and he listens, apropos, he said, religiously to AM 820 in our coverage of high school football on a Friday night. And gets all the scores and information he needs as well, too, from Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. They're coming up with the 820 scoreboard show after this game, brought to you by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing.
Nobody has a better scoreboard show, period. Nobody.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Timms.
Look out.
Gonna keep. Across midfield, down to the 49-yard line. Everybody went for the fake, I think, to Andrick, who got blitzed in the backfield. But Timms kept it across midfield, picked up 3, 2nd and 7. 1 minute left in the third.
Everybody but James Reese, and he pounded the quarterback. James Reese has had two huge hits in this game.
So mark the ball after a gain of officially four now, they're going to say. Mark it at the 48. Second and six from there with 47 seconds left to go. As Timms is the quarterback. The back now again is Caleb Andrick. Elijah Young has seen a lot of time in the backfield. Wide out to the bottom is Keurig Buell, the sophomore. Too wide either side, a slot if you will, and now the slot out of the top goes in motion to the bottom. And they're going to hand it off to him in stride. That is Michael McQuaid. McQuaid down the sidelines, 40-35. All the way down to around the 32-yard line before he's knocked down with 20 seconds left to go. That's a first down for the Wolves, but with a continuous clock, it will not stop the clock when they move the chains. And if they don't hurry up to the line of scrimmage, that was the last play of the third quarter. Under 10 seconds left to go. Bishop Hartley on top, 38-3. Fourth quarter coming up. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hilliard Bradley has scored. They finally take a lead over Thomas Worthington, 21-17. And Gehanna is up 28-17 over Dublin Kaufman.
Total offense after three quarters here, Ryan. 347 Hawks, 134 Kilbourn, 227 on the ground, 120 passing for the Hawks, 128 rushing, 6 passing for the Wolves. 20 first downs to 6 in favor of Bishop Hartley. They lead 38-3. First and 10 from the 33 as we start the final stanza. And big gap for Andrick. Nobody picks him up to the outside. Gets it down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. You mentioned before there was an opening on the outside. This time Caleb finds it to the left side and scoots inside the 30 and pick up a nice gain and will move the sticks.
Well, in the earlier play in the third quarter, Hartley was misaligned. They've got some young kids out there on defense right now. And it's kind of like a fire drill. You know, you got to get them all playing in the right places. And the coach down here is still coaching. Brad is still coaching because they're not lined up right.
Deion Drake checks in. First and 10 from the 19-yard line now for Timms and company. They're coming out of blitz right up the middle. And Andrick is somewhere in a scrum around the 18-yard line along with about 12 other bodies.
That's one of the things sometimes folks don't understand. That it's 31 or 38-3. It doesn't matter. You've got young kids on the field. They have to be coached because they may have to be in a ball game in a big situation, and giving them this opportunity and coaching them just like they were starters is just as important.
You mentioned Deion Drake out there. We're seeing some familiar faces, though, out there as well, too.
Sure.
Anthony Whitney is still out there, also still out on the field. Is Winston Amokwa.
It's a great opportunity for some of these young kids.
Second and 8 from the 18 for Timms. From the gun with one back, Andrick to his right in the backfield. Timms to keep, 15, 10, cuts it back inside the 5, all the way down to the 4, and falls forward to the 3-yard line before he's knocked down on the play. Hit made for the Hawks by number 10, Antonio Tucker. First and goal Wolves from there with 10:24 left to go.
Well, the read option's been a good play for him, and when the quarterback keeps it, he's a big, strong runner, and he gets downhill pretty well. I've just gone blind again.
Oh, no. Greg turned off the light.
Oh,
get the bugs to move away. They were flocking towards me.
Well, you're drawing them. Maybe a bar of soap would help that.
Thank you very much.
Just saying.
I can sink 3 bars. Soap, soap, soap. Andrick off the left side and scoots into the end zone for the touchdown. Caleb Andrick with the score with 9:53 left to go. And then it was 38-9 in favor of the Hawks. Andrick's first touchdown on the ground this season. He likes science, baseball, and cars. His father, Chuck, played at Brookhaven. I remember his playing days. And by the way, we're approaching the top of the hour. You're listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. 9:53 left to go. And Joey Loudermilk to make it 38-10. Low snap. Plenty of leg. The kick is up. And it's 38-10, so we're under 30 points. We'll have the normal clock with 9:53 left to go, and we'll pause for 30 seconds on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
Guys, DeSales not looking good for them. Cove Catholic scores again. The score is now 28-7, the Stallions trail.
So the out-of-state teams causing trouble for the Stallions this season. 9:53 left to go here as the Wolves get their first touchdown. Andrick from 3 yards out. Loudermilk with a PAT. Six plays, 52 yards, 3:39. Eaten off the clock.
Well, DeSales might have been smarter to schedule somebody like Tennessee.
You know, Kentucky's got Covecath.
Right.
And then historically, Trinity and St. X are pretty good as well, too.
Yep.
I covered that game about 20 years ago for about three consecutive years down there, and that is a war between those two high schools during that game down in Louisville.
We went down and played a team down there once and got a paycheck in the mouth.
There's the kick. It is high. It is not that deep. And the return is going to start from the 30-yard line. Coming back the other way is Jalen January. And January spins up to the 43, maybe the 44-yard line. So your turn's at about 14 yards, and the Hawks will be on offense with 9:45 left to go and a 28-point cushion. We have to pick that Martin J. Mitchell good hands player of the game, and that is going to be a tough call in this game. Although, I kind of like Philip Cole with a couple of catches in this game as well. The running game has been effective as well, too. Carfagna has kind of led the show as well, too, and he's been kind of an unsung hero.
Well, Cody Kirkbride has the recovery for a touchdown and a couple catches himself. So
Cole has four catches for 104 yards. Fleming's going to hand it off and off the right side, and Sawyer is going to be bent back at the 45-yard line. Got him maybe for a gain of one, and then that is it as he's pushed back.
We may have to go to our stat man to get some real good stats here and figure out who it is, because Hartley spreads the ball around so much, there's really not one guy. And Brad alluded to that for the game. You know, it's not one guy. It's not just one running back.
And that's the point, too. We gave you the stats earlier where they had about three guys over 50 yards.
They may never have anybody in the leading stats in the area because they just share the ball. They don't have that one dude.
Well, Blackman will be the finisher with the touchdowns. He's got about 11 so far in the campaign. Fleming with the acceleration, bursts through the hole at midfield, carries tacklings for a guy that's not that large. The diminutive frame can take him all the way down to near the 46-yard line. He may not be big, but boy, that guy is pretty strong for a guy that goes about 6 feet, 175, and with 8:56 left to go, he's got a Hawk first down.
You know, there's another thing here, too. You've got some of the big guys up front that really played great all night. And you know, Martin J. Mitchell was a football player, a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
So he would like it if one of the big hogs would get something. So we might want to think about one of those guys, too.
We can think about that on either side of the football, if you like.
Absolutely. I mean, they've got them on both sides. So
first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Sawyer. Look for the little seam right between the two hash marks, right over the Y in Hartley on the logo in the middle of the field. Got it down to around the 43.
I mean, Patrick Gilliland has just been hot tonight, like he is every night. I mean, he's 6'6 and 315, but I mean, he finishes. Those piles that were moving forward is because Gilliland get behind it and push it. He is a tough, tough hombre. And he's going to OU?
OU on a full ride.
That's a shame. That's a pretty good football player.
Second down and 7 from the 43.
Sweep.
Toss sweep near side. Dak out. 40. 35. Curious defenders inside the 30. Tight ropes the sidelines. How did he not go out of bounds at the 26-yard line? He was going north and south, then turned sideways, still stayed in bounds, and has a big game for the Hawks. We'll move the sticks with 7:59 left.
That was just a string of pearls. They were grabbing at him and falling down around his legs, and he just kept his feet moving.
He likes basketball and track. His dad wrestled at Michigan.
We won't hold that against him. I see him wearing his Michigan hat down there. I thought there was something in the air, but
Gain of 22. You got Michigan and you got the Wolves here tonight, too. How about that? From the 22. January in motion. Hand off the counter play. A little spin move inside the 20. Or maybe the 18 as the pile is pushed by the linemen. The linemen are cued so nicely as to when to add to the fray. Nate Jackson, the center, and Peyton Collins said, let me give you a hand by pushing you on the back and just pushing that whole scrum forward.
Now a stop on the 52, Thomas Roy.
See where they mark the football. They're going to say forward progress stopped at around the 18-yard line. So it'll be second down and 7 from there. Sawyer, the lone back. January in a slot to the bottom. Sawyer's got the pitch near side, which is the short side of the field, and goes inside the 12-yard line. And you look at a play like that, you go, you're running to the short side. There's no room, yet the Hawks can make it work.
8 yards. There's no room, but it's 8 yards or 9 yards on the play. They just push. There aren't any holes. They just push. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. And I've said it for 3 years or 4 years that I've been doing this job, watching these guys play offensive line. It's fun.
What is it, physics, a little leverage then?
Well, they're big, and they're foot-to-foot, so you can't make penetration, and they just get on you, and it's one guy helps another guy.
Third and one from inside the 12. January in motion taps the quarterback on the derriere. The toss, it goes inside to Dankow. Dankow's got the first down inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, Hawks. 7:03 left to go, and that will move the chains again.
You know, Dankow didn't win the homecoming king, but I know he wants to score a touchdown. He doesn't get to carry the ball that often. It'd be a good homecoming game for him.
Larry had a story on a homecoming queen. Let's go to a king, rather. Do you have one on the queen?
No, I do not. I'll try to stay away from the homecoming queen.
All right, just curious.
No, I have no story.
Were you in homecoming when you were in high school?
No, we didn't have homecoming kings back then.
First down and goal from just past the 6-yard line. Toss, sweep, it goes to Sawyer. Mason inside the 5, puts his head down at the 1, breaks the plane. They signal touchdown. And then the official immediately brought his arms down. So even though it went up for about a second, we'll call that a touchdown with 6:53 left to go. Make it 44-10, and they cushion back above 30 points. It's kind of strange there because we saw the line judge go, touchdown, just like that. And immediately the contact was in front of them. So I think he wanted to make sure that he wasn't in the play and he was watching for anything at the bottom of the pile.
I think he's practicing for his Australian rules football thing.
I love those guys.
St. Kilda. Little raincoat and the hat.
And the flag. I don't think they use the raincoat anymore. They dropped that. Extra point time by the Hawks. And it is up. And it is 45-10 as Agresti nails that one. Mateo now has his team up by 35. 6:53 left to go. We'll pause right here on the Game of the Week. Brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Randy, some updates on some of the bigger games in the area tonight. Pick North has their second pick six of the night. They lead Liberty 35-0. Hilliard Bradley taking control over Thomas Worthington. The score in that one now is 28-17. And Kaufman making it a game with Gahanna. 28-25. The Lions lead the Rocks.
O'Nelly. So they're coming back.
O'Nelly.
Salute to Keith Hexon.
Oh, he got a hitch in his get-along.
Sawyer from 6 yards out. He plays 56 yards on the banks of
Olin Tangay.
Thank you. 2:52 off the clock.
Jackson.
Now we stand at 45-10. That was a gully whomper.
I think we've made a decision on our Martin J. Mitchell Award.
Here's the kickoff. The return's going to start from the 7. For number 7, Noah Reed up across the 15, the 20. Undercut at the 25-yard line. It was Mason Sawyer who got low and got him. Falls forward to across the 29 near the 30, and that's where the Wolves will take possession. 6:51 left to go. They're down by 35, so we go back to the continuous clock.
We're going to reward the entire offensive line for the Hawks. They've just done yeoman work. Every running back has like 55 yards. And I think there's four or five of them that have 50-some yards, so it's craziness.
And the big guys often get no love.
And they get no love. And they can put that in their team room down there and, you know,
Let's include six guys then. Patrick Gilliland, Brandon Wise, Nate Jackson, Max Steinecker, Peyton Collins, and Jordan Kirkbride.
And Jordan Kirkbride, absolutely.
I have a mosquito bite, but I will continue. I just want you to know
Put a tourniquet around your throat.
That'll stop it. Third person to say that tonight. First and 10 Wolves now. Mark the ball at the 30-yard line.
If that spider had gotten a hold of you, we'd be doing CPR right now.
Spiders on the storm. From the gun. New quarterback out there, the handoff, and let's see if it's a keeper maybe instead. I think we're going to go back to the situation where we had two different quarterbacks, remember, and Parker Wehrab, who has started a number of games this season, to carry that time. Wehrab, 21 carries for 21 yards, but a touchdown. He started the first four games. Great moxie in the pocket, according to Vince Trombetti. Doesn't get rattled. He's a gunslinger against Big Walnut. Had a 14-yard touchdown pass to Baker and a 20-yard touchdown run. He's got one back in the backfield now. That's Caleb Andrick. Haven't seen much of Elijah Young here in the fourth quarter, but I got to assume they want to make sure he's ready to go for next week.
Well, that's the one thing I think Kilborn needs to exploit a little bit more, their passing game, just the short passing game.
They're going to keep it on the ground, and Andrick across the 40, the 45, up to the 47, maybe the 48-yard line before he's brought down on the play. Braylon Mitchell helping to make the stop on the play. More new faces out there for the Hawks. We see number 71, Owen Griffith, out there. John Anderson as well, too.
Patty Page is also in on that tackle.
Patty who?
Page.
Patty Page. All the rage, Patty Page?
Patty Page, 81.
All right. Patty with a D, not with a T.
Oh. Okay. I've got the speech.
I thought you were going to say Brenda Lee was on the hit, too.
She was singing the national anthem.
First and 10 from the 49, 4:58 left to go. Not this time off the left-hand side. Great penetration by that Hawk defense to shut that down early as they had big number 65 coming through. That is Griffin Rathburn, 5'10", 195, and a junior. Making the hit.
I saw Peggy Lee once.
You did?
In concert. Yeah, she was outstanding.
Did you see Rosemary Clooney?
No.
Did you see Nick Clooney?
No.
Did you see his son George Clooney?
I try not to.
Okay.
Did you Clooney?
Second and 11. A keeper this time by Wehrab inside the 40. Nice cutback, 35. Keeps his feet at the 30, 25, 20. Trying to cut to the inside, then shakes and bakes to the outside, and he's brought down on the play by Braylon Mitchell to prevent a touchdown. But a nice run that time by Parker Wehrab of some 34 yards. 4 minutes left to go, and you know the Wolves would like to score one more time. And Brad Birchfield has not stopped coaching them up just yet.
Well, there's still almost four minutes left. He's got young kids that need to be coached. They need to get out there on the varsity field and get their feet wet.
So it'll be first and 10 now. The ball resting at the 18-yard line. 3:33 and ticking, 45-10. Bishop Hartley leads. Where I'm going to keep again, 15-10, down to the 9. Before he's brought down on the play, is coming up from the secondary to make the hit again. This time is Marwan Perkins.
Number three, Marwan Perkins.
He goes 6 feet, 185, and a sophomore. So both teams going deep out there. Trying to look at the offensive linemen. Still a lot of starters in the offensive line out there for Kilborn. R.J. Meehan is still out there.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to get your skill players banged up.
Second down and a couple. And Andrick trying to turn the corner, and he has whipped down a tag team hit that time. Two Hawks waiting for him in Patty Page and Tyler Davis Vile.
Thought I was making it up.
I heard the T, not the D, sorry. PDTs, remember those. Enunciation.
She taught my third grade class. Sister
Third down and three. Another class you have to make up.
I spent 4 good years in third grade.
I bet you did, Jessica. Third down and three. Ball resting back at the 11-yard line. Approaching 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Wehrab from the gun with Andrick in the backfield. Wareham's going to keep and brought down. I'll tell you what, a good job in that play to grab onto the ankles and not let go by Griffin Rathburn.
And on the stop, number 65, Durniflin, Rathburn.
We've got a time.
They called timeout on the field, but the clock is still running.
I don't think we called timeout. I think we're having problems with the chains there. We got a first and goal. They did the momentary timeout thing when you get a first and goal. So the clock still runs. Down to 95 seconds left to go. First and goal from the 9.
Well, this is almost a repeat score of last year's game.
Very close to within, what, 3 points? If they get a field goal here, it'd be the exact same score. It was 45-13 last year. Webb going to keep it. He's going to motor into the end zone for the touchdown. He got touched at the 3-yard line, but Webb takes it in for the score, and they celebrate after the touchdown. 45-16 now with 1:16 left to go. And speaking of motoring through, Larry's going to motor down to the sidelines and get ready to make that presentation of the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Award to the offensive line. He'll also get comments from head coach Brad Birchfield after this contest. Loudermilk for the PAT. Good snap. The kick. It is up. And it's good. 45-17. That negates the continuous clock, but I don't think the Hawks are going to try to do too much with 1:16 left to go. We'll pause on the other side. We'll wrap this up. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Brian Baker back in the AMA 20 studios. Lancaster has just scored on a touchdown run. They lead Davidson 13-10, and Reynoldsburg has a 26-17 lead over Westerville Central. Don't forget, stay tuned after the game. Get all the scores with Lee Cochran and myself on the AMA 20 scoreboard show.
And Ryan, here it was Wareb taking it in from 8 yards out. Loudermilk with a PAT. 8 plays, 70 yards, took 5:35 off the clock. And it's 45-17. The Hawks leading, about to get the football, although let's see if there's a little trickery involved here by the Bulls, if they opt to try to go for an onside kick or not. With 76 seconds left to go in this one. We mentioned the games awaiting these squads next week. The Hawks have to take on Bishop Watterson. And our game next week will be the Sales at St. Charles. Meanwhile, for Worthington Kilbourne, they'll take on Delaware Hayes at home. Pacers 2-2 on the campaign. Brad Birchfield still talking to the officials along the sidelines and also had a great conversation, looked like, with Jesse Foster, one of the big linemen, too. Just continuing to coach to the end of this contest, talking to his linemen. 1:16 left to go. We've got it teed up, and Loudermilk ready to boot it. Larry Wolf making his way down to the sidelines. In fact, he's at the 31-yard line. Larry, is it cooler down there than it is up here?
It has to be cooler down here. It's like an oven up there.
And it's pooched along the ground, and the Hawks covered at the 43-yard line, and they will have the ball with 1:14 left to go. As getting a chance to cradle that football is Isaiah Stinnett. So Stinnett able to corral that, and the Hawks get it back. And Larry, what's the mood like down there for the Hawks?
Well, they're moving on to next week already. And you know, when he fell on that, he fell on it like it was a Virginia ham. I mean, there was no doubt he was not letting that ball go. So they're pretty happy down here. But they know they've got big fish to fry. I mean, DeSales is looming, and some other folks are coming on the schedule. So, you know, they've got some big games ahead of them, so they can't celebrate too long.
First and 10, mark it officially at the 44-yard line. Hawks are going to run their offense and take it up the middle and get it up to the 45-yard line before they're pushed back on the play. We approach 1 minute left to go. Are you surprised they're continuing to run plays here and not just taking a knee, Larry?
No, you've got some young kids in the game, and they need some snaps, too. So just run the ball. It's not a big deal. They're at the 45-yard line. It's not like they're throwing the ball and Eric Coriel here. They're just running the football, some of the young kids, so that's not a problem.
Keron Anderson on the carry that time for a gain of 1. 2nd and 9. 42 seconds left to go from the 45-yard line. And again, it's the jet sweep, and they'll get the ball across midfield, down to the 48, maybe the 47-yard line. T.J. Johnson on the carry at that time. Your quarterback, by the way, is Luke Carney, 5'11", 165, but a sophomore with 31.5 left to go, and the ball's going to be across midfield, as we mentioned, at the 48-yard line. And Larry, if you're the Wolves, this has got to be a tough loss because you didn't know if you had a chance in this one to really make it too close, but by the same token, the one thing you wanted to avoid was injuries, and they lost two linebackers in this game.
Yeah, not only that, but they had a couple chances to keep it close early that, you know, maybe another 7 points in the score doesn't look as bad, but they've got to get ready for league play, and it's going to be a tough haul for them in the league that they're in.
And there was nothing to the inside, and the running back takes it outside. Number 45 on the play. We don't have a 45 on the roster, but got it down to around the, ironically, 45-yard line. That's going to be enough for a Hawk first down with 22.8 left to go in this contest. The Hawks cruising now, 45-17. This should be the last play of this contest if they even have to run one. And with under 25 seconds left, they will not have to run it. And that'll do it. Bishop Hartley gets the victory. They advance to 4-1 on the campaign. The Wolves fall to 2-3. And this one is history. Bishop Hartley high-flying. The Hawks win 45-18. We'll take a break. Post-game show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
The other day, one of my kids was talking back, and as the conversation went from bad to worse, I realized he wasn't thinking about what he was saying. He was just mad. His own words were starting to hurt him. And I had a grace-filled moment where I switched from parental rage to compassion. I interrupted him and said, "I forgive you," and hugged him. After a minute, he stopped pushing me away, choked out a few tears, and said, "I'm sorry." We don't have to wait for an apology to forgive someone. Sometimes forgiveness is precisely what gives a person the courage to say, "I'm sorry." And as I reflected on what happened with my son, I realized that's exactly what Jesus did for us. The cross is God shouting to the world, "I forgive you." And we can respond by saying, "No thanks," or saying, "I'm sorry." Our response determines if we receive His forgiveness and our salvation. But mercy is always there for the taking from God, and it should be from us too. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. It's all over. Hartley wins 45-17. Let's go down to the field. Larry Wolf standing by with Brad Birchfield.
I'm down here with the victorious Brad Birchfield. The Hawks run their record to 4-1. It was a dominating performance, especially by the guys up front tonight. Talk to us about your offensive and defensive line.
I thought we did pretty well. Wasn't perfect. Still stuff we got to clean up, but we're certainly in the right trajectory and getting better and keep going.
It was running back by committee. You know, you said that in the pregame that it's not one guy, and it hasn't been one guy for a long time, even though you've had some really great running backs. You've got five or six kids that toted the mail tonight.
We think we have six. Elijah Carter will be back next week, and, you know, obviously he's an elusive back. So we think we got a lot of weapons that make it difficult for people to deal with. At least that's the intention.
Well, you spread them out running side to side, and you got the power inside with Nick Cohn and the boys lining up. I mean, there were some times it looked like a bowling ball going through a bowling pins tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole idea, obviously, is to kind of make them decide whether they're going to try to take away the inside or the outside and try to make them wrong if we're good enough to do that.
Well, tonight we're going to go out of our norm, and we're going to award the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands People Player of the Game to the entire offensive line for their outstanding work, and that includes your tight end. So all six of them, you can put that in your team room for the big guys up front.
We appreciate Martin and all he does to support all the CCL schools. This is well-deserved, and these guys appreciate it.
Thanks. Get back to your team, and congratulations, Coach. Back to you, Randy.
Larry, thank you very much. Hartley rushing tonight, by the way, 49 carries, 294 yards, a 6-yard average, and 5 touchdowns. That is the story encapsulated in this contest. 45-17 the final. We'll come back one more time to Jack Ryan Field. After we remind you that we're listening to Neil Diamond in the background with Sweet Caroline, and this It's the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
And welcome back one final time to Jack Ryan Field. It's all over. The Hawks get by the Wolves 45-17. As Bishop Hartley now goes to 4-1 on the campaign. 2-3 the mark for Worthington Kilbourne. Larry Wolf down on the field. Randy Reinhart in the press box. Time now to check out the final numbers for this contest. Total offense in this game, Larry, the Hawks 414 yards to 237 for the Wolves. The Wolves had 231 rushing, 6 passing. For the Hawks, 294 on the ground and 120 via the air, Larry.
Well, you know, you had a running clock the entire second half. So if you take those yards and you say, listen, they would have gotten two or three more possessions, you're probably looking at a 600-yard night for the Hawks. They were totally dominant on both sides of the ball. Their defense is really impressive, running down the line. Their linebackers still well. Their secondary tackles well. But their offensive line, man, are they physical.
First downs, big time by the Hawks. 2-1 there, 24-11. 5 penalties for 30 yards for Kilbourne, only 2-15 for the Hawks. 3 fumbles by Kilbourne. 1 led to an 85-yard touchdown return by Jordan Kirkbride. And the Hawks committed no miscues in this contest. So Kirkbride, along with the entire offensive line, getting the award for Martin J. Mitchell, along with Patrick Gilliland, Brandon Wise, Nate Jackson, Max Steinecker, and Peyton Collins. Your final thoughts about this victory as the Hawks go to a grand total now of 4-1 at the halfway mark.
Well, we talked in the pregame of who is this Hartley team, and, you know, they're not the team they were last year, and they're not the team they're going to be next year. They are who they are right now. Right now, they look like a juggernaut. And they've got some big games ahead, so we're going to be able to take a good look at them when they play against DeSales and a couple of these teams. So, you know, congratulations to the Hawks, but they've got bigger fish to fry, and they're coming down the line at them.
So in the words of Dennis Green, they are who we thought they are?
As far as we know.
All right, thank you very much. Larry, we'll talk to you again next week when DeSales takes on St. Charles. We'll go see the folks over at Walt Plank Field next week. Our coverage starts with the preview show at 6. We'll be live from the stadium at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up next, it's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran, they have all the scores and highlights and interviews with the coaches right up until 11 o'clock. A walk for the Hawks tonight, 45-17 over Kilbourne. Thanks for listening tonight. Don't forget the Fall Spirit Drive continues tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, 614-459-4820 is the phone number to call tomorrow morning between 9 a.m. and 12 noon, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. 45-17 the final. We'll see it one last time. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night and God bless.
Been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight has been Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week as St. Charles hosts DeSales. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show next.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Bob.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related